Very smooth, Josh.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Oh. Ken, how excited to have both Chad Wingard and Charlotte back inside?
Oh, yeah, look, clearly it's good from a team point of view, and it, you know, gives you some more confidence that you're bringing in some quality players that you know at their best can make a significant difference, but doesn't guarantee anything. It, you know, as we've always said, those two won't be all and end all of it all. It's just a matter of being part of the team and doing their role.
You played a bit smaller up forward and down back. Is that something that you liked from last week's game and taking you this one?
Yeah, basically it was forced on us. So I suppose that's it. You know, did we like it before we went into the game? If I'm being honest, so what was forced on us, we didn't get too much choice in that. You know, both players that went with Schiltze not coming back with a back and Bobby with his wrist, it was, as I said, kind of forced on us. So we played with it. We won, so we liked it.
So up forward, do you expect Westie to start up there and then bring Chad in, or can you do just Chad and Charlie as your sort of main focal points?
Oh, no, Westie will start forward for us and along with Charlie, and you know, that would be pretty normal for us to start that way, and we'll use Westie the way we need to use him from there, and Chad will be part of the forward line as he always is.
Is it a bad thing that the sort of slightly smaller up forward and down back has been forced upon you? It seems to be the way that most teams are lining up anyway.
Yeah, well, as I said, we didn't have a choice, but obviously we got a result that we were looking for, so we're pleased with that. And yeah, you're right, it doesn't, from outside the fence, it doesn't look that bad for you as far as having a bit more run on the ground, and that helps us.
The effort and intensity was there last week. Have you sort of seen that roll through training this week?
Yeah, we've been really on guard. We're really mindful of the fact that it was only one game last week and we've been a little bit inconsistent. So our key role this week is to show some consistency in those areas of the game, and we need to make sure we do.
Is it something that when you guys were flying a couple of years ago that it was a natural intensity? Is it something that you realise now that you need to make a point to focus on it every week? Is it you're guarding against?
No, I don't think so. It's not something we have to guard against, but it's something that, you know, behaviour would suggest that we've been up and down a little. So what we've done is now acknowledge that and say, okay, we're going to try and keep ourselves right in that space all the time. If that means we wind it up from Monday through to whenever we play, that's what we have to do. And just at the moment, it's just a learning curve still for any side. You figure out what you need to do to get yourself the result you want.
Ken, you got the win obviously last week, but how far from your best do you feel you are? Have you got a fair bit of improvement left, do you think?
Oh, we hope so, and we actually have to have more improvement because we've seen the competition, we've seen how tight it is, we've seen how hard it is, and you know, if you're not continually, and every side, not just us, if you're not continually wanting to improve from round three onwards, you're probably not going to be a part of it when it counts, and that's what our goal is to set out to do, is to be a part of it when it counts.
In that search for consistency, does that sort of guard against any, I don't know, you get two stars back in the side, any sort of complacency with the guys thinking that these two superstars are back, so we're back?
We're not a footy club that can be complacent. It's just not an issue for us. We just can't go to that space, so we won't.
Storm and Giants, Ken, mate, you reckon they're the real deal this year, given the age profile of their list and the experience they've got now?
Yeah, well, clearly they'll take the field older than us, slightly more experienced than us in games played, so that hasn't, you know, when the Giants and the Gold Coast come on, that was forever, it looked like they were never going to catch up, but, you know, those expansion clubs now, they're still expansion clubs, but they're not young players in the competition anymore. They're level playing field, they're ready to go, and you know, we've seen their improvement. We've seen them beat Geelong. Went and watched them play Geelong up there at Canberra 2 weeks ago, and you know, we know the quality of the Geelong arm. We the side that can knock them over is going pretty good, and they were right in the game last week against an undefeated side on their home deck. So yeah, they're the real deal.
What impresses you most? Their midfield runs pretty deep, obviously, but is that one?
Oh, I think their overall improvement. They're just continuing to improve, and that's the thing. I'm sure Leon's aware of, that he's got a group of players who are getting better with every game they play, and you know, they're making the most of that. But they, as I said, they're now very, you can tell they're now not worried about playing an AFL game. They just turn up like it's a normal game for them, whereas I would have thought, and they, having been at the Gold Coast in the early years, you tend to turn up going, well, so I hope we go okay today. I'm not quite sure, whereas now they go in very confident about what they can do.
Ken, though, Joe Schultz, obviously. John Butcher, is he getting closer? He's had a couple of good games in the sample.
Yeah, look, anyone in form in the sample gets close. You know, that's exactly what happens. You know, we had Carl come in last week. We had Darcy come in the week, and then we had Dougal the week before that, Paul Stewart. So anyone who's in form, in good form in the sample, if needed, they're obviously all close.
One of those blokes is Aaron Young. You've been surprised that he's been in and out for years, but he's come in the last 2 weeks. He's been one of your better players on the day.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly not surprised he's been in and out because I've probably been making those decisions. So. That's an easy one. He's been a little bit inconsistent at times when he's been in the side in the past. He hasn't really found home. You know, and I think the last couple of weeks, we've always thought that the Youngie could play a fair bit of forward, but we've typically put him in the side as a strong, hard-body midfielder, which he does really well too. But he's you know, again, a little bit forced on us. He's found an opportunity in that space. Hopefully he can continue to do that. But, you know, two games is not a career.
I'll just ask one about Jay Schultz. How's he pulled up after the surgery?
Is he okay? Yeah, pretty good. I've had some conversations with Jay and, you know, recovery, I suppose. The next couple of weeks is pretty low-key for Jay and he'll be very careful. But, you know, the return date is pretty good, actually, to be honest. You know, the surgeon was very, very bullish about how quick Jay might get back. So we won't declare that just yet. We'll just keep our fingers crossed that he recovers well and he physically gets back to being able to play, because we know how good a player he still is.
So hopefully something in the back half of the year.
Yeah, we'd like to think so. Very soon after the bye, at the very worst, I would hope.
Ken, you've been up and down a little bit this year, at the beginning of the year, compared to last season.
Yeah, we're 2-1.
Really well, yes. Is there any area that you feel that you need to tighten up a little bit or improve a little bit?
As I said before, Jasper, it's more about the whole game. You know, there's not one part that we'd... And as I said, every side would be the same. I don't think there'd be too many sides in the competition today sitting there going, we've got everything absolutely perfect just yet. It's still starting the year and we're still getting going and we're still learning to deal with some rotations, we're learning to deal with some dribble out of bounds, the space around the mark. There's plenty of improvement in all sides and we're no different. We've got lots to improve on.
Have the rotations had a significant effect from what you've seen, both yourself and the opposition, in terms of where you're balancing that and how, where you use them?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's had a massive effect. I think everyone would acknowledge that the game later in the game seems to have opened up a little bit, but I think 90 rotations, I said right from the start, 90 rotations is about, I reckon, the limit. I don't reckon you want to go much lower than that from a player welfare and safety point of view because of the way the speed of the game's played at, but I don't think it's had a massive effect on the game yet.
Have you prepared for Shane Mumford? He seems to be one of the most important players to that team. It's the whole AFL, everyone says that he's one of the most important players to an individual team. How do you prepare for
him? Yeah, no, he's a fantastic player. I mean, I was involved with Mummy at Geelong early days and he just gives his all, but what we've got is a ruckman who plays a very similar style to Mummy, and you know, Loeb's is looking forward to the opportunity to challenge himself against one of the best ruckmen in the competition. We do absolutely understand the importance of Shane Mumford to the Giants, though.
How have you assessed Loeb in the last couple of weeks?
Improving. Yeah, I think he's certainly been getting better, and I think, you know, you can tell the attention's come away from him a little bit, which is great for Loeb's, I reckon, because when you're not informed, people quickly let you know, but when you start to gain some form, they're not as quick to talk about that. So from Loeb's point of view, I think he's been improving, and that's what we expect of him. That's what he, you know, his seasons are built around, just working week in, week out for the whole season.
Do you think there's signs there that he could get back to sort of where he was 2 years ago when he was...
He's not that far away.
Dominant.
I don't think he's that far away. I personally don't think, you know, that's Loeb's game. As I said, he wears people down, and that's what he's going to have to do this week, and he's got a genuine big fella to go against.
Is he the type of player who actually enjoys the new rotation cap? As in, he likes being out there all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, it didn't worry him before, though.
No.
He never came off the ground hardly at all anyhow. He's a 90% player, and that's what Loeb's does, and... I think, at his best, he just works hard all day and works away from first bounce to the last bounce and giving his all, which is a great credit to him.
Who else is enjoying the cap in rotations and sort of benefiting from it?
I think the AFL are enjoying it. I don't think they're worried about it.
Some of the players,
maybe. Yeah. No, the funny part, it doesn't really affect too many, because the blokes at the back end and at the front end who stay on the ground in those positions pretty much have played reasonably long minutes. They've probably lost, if I use the number, half a rotation, less a quarter, which, you know, doesn't quite make sense, but that's what they've done. They've lost that little bit of a rotation, but over the course of a game, they might be one rotation down, those blokes. Midfielders are still getting reasonably close to what they would have got.
Do you said before the game opening up later in the quarters, later in the game, do you look at that as a coach and say, right, we need to retain the ball more in those situations, or because of the patterns that you want to run, we say, great, it's going to open up and we're just going to blast off again?
Yeah, I think if you can maintain your run, it's a great opportunity, but I don't think there's many sides, us included, that you get late in games, late in quarters, that you've got too much left to put out there. So I think it's just opened the game up a little bit, you know, scoring still seems to be up a little bit. I still think, you know, the numbers are not massively in favour of it, but I think when there's good days and conditions are perfect, I think scoring's been up a bit, and that was, I think that's been part of it.
But the suggestion is that whilst the game has opened up, sooner or later the coaches are going to stomp on it and find a way around it. Yeah. I think you might have even said that. I mean, is that still your belief that you will find a way?
Oh, I think that's what happens. Game evolves again. We look at it for a bit of time, and we go, well, okay, where do we need to go? What do we need to do to improve our game? That's what you always do as a coach. You're looking at improving your opportunities to win, the percentages in your favour to win. So if that means you're doing something slightly different, well, you might have to, but at the moment we're still trying to get, I think we're still getting hold of what it's going to look like. And what are we going into round four? I think round six, seven, eight, when you've had 2 months of footy, that's when you'll start to see whether there's some structural change. But the game has probably done that every year. At that stage of the year, everyone looks at it and goes, okay, what are the things that we've got to tinker with a little bit, and what are the things we're going to change?
Is that structural change, though, include things like saying, okay, we need to, in the back half of the game, we need to have more rotations available then, that we'll see less in the sort of first half?
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of that if you're watching the other games closely. You've seen a little bit of that where some clubs are not rotating as heavy in the first couple of quarters to save a little bit for the last half. From our point of view, our strategy is that we just make it even. And we think we try to get the players through each quarter as it comes. But yeah, but there's already, you've seen some sides who have, you know, gone in with 15 and 16 rotations in some quarters and not the, you know, the 22 that's on offer for you.
And there's a bit of water to go under the bridge, but you're obviously supportive of the China move. And what do you make of
that? Yeah, absolutely. It's because I'm not involved in that part of the club, and, you know, Keith and David have done an amazing job to get what we've got in that situation happening now. But it's exciting. I mean, we've got an AFL club that's gone overseas and got some attention and got a sponsor that's come on board and helped us out. And now our obligation is to grow up from there. We look forward to the opportunity to have that first game over there, you know, and I think that will be really exciting for us and whoever we get to play against.
They consult you about this, or is this just a topic?
No, I think this is... I've certainly been aware of what's been going on, but from consulting me, no, I'm a footy coach. They're the people who've got to do that sort of stuff. So I think they've done, as I said... We can't be more glowing of our support for what, you know, Keith and David have been able to do.
And like Steve said, a lot of water under the bridge, but you would hope that you'd maybe get the week off if you did play a game over there, given it's a 30-hour round trip. I know that's a...
It's a long way off right now, but you'd say... look, if I was to sit here, I'd say what I'd say, go, you know, I reckon you could do it if you had Thursday-type game and you didn't play the following Sunday week, 9-10 days. I think it's achievable. I don't think it's that bigger difference. You know, you give them time to recover, that's really important, but that, you know, I'm sure the AFL, together with the two clubs who are playing, would think through all those things and make sure it's worked out pretty well.
As long as it's not a home game for coach, right?
Sorry?
As long as you don't suffer by losing a home game.
No, that's not, we're not going to lose a home game, because that was part of the whole thing, so we're pretty comfortable with the fact that we want to play 11 games at Adelaide Oval, and I reckon the people who turn up there for us every week want us to be there 11 times, so we're going to try and be there 11 times.
Thanks.
See you later.